Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we had started a chapter on the detestability of a person taking back a gift which he has not as yet handed over, and a gift to his child whether he has handed it over or not. The detestability of purchasing an item from a person to whom one has given it as sadaqah, zakat, kafara, etc. There is no harm in purchasing it from a third party in whose possession it was transferred. So very quickly to recap, we were explaining yesterday that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh was a Shafi. So according to the Shafi mazhab, he has brought this, the detestability, the dislike of a person taking back a gift which he has not as yet handed over. Here we explained that in our mazhab, that for a gift to be valid, the person that is gifted, in other words, the donee, you got a donor who is giving a gift, a donation or a gift, and you got the person that is receiving it, he must have received it, accepted it, then only the donation is completed. The donation is valid, the gifting is valid. So one person gives it, the other person takes possession of it, he accepts it, now it is valid. So if I wrap up a gift, I got it at home, and I change my mind, I decide not to give a certain person. I bought something with the intention of giving someone, but I haven't as yet handed it over. Now I don't have to hand it over because the gift hasn't yet been complete. So this is according to our mazhab, that we don't have to gift it. Even though we bought it with the niyat of giving it to someone, but we haven't yet handed it over to the person, we can retain it, we can give it to someone else, we can utilize it. There is no harm. So that's the first part of the chapter. The second part, he mentions a gift to his child, whether he has handed it over or not. In other words, a person can take back, according to the Shafi mazhab, if he has given a gift to his child, he can take it back whether he handed it over to his child or not. According to us, we explain, and I will explain again, is that a person is not only restricted to taking back a gift from his child. It is something that is reprehensible, something that is makruh, something that is dislike. Anybody you have given a gift to, you shouldn't be taking it back. However, if a person takes it back, the taking back or the revoking of a gift will be valid from any person except for six situations which we mentioned yesterday. According to our mazhab, according to the Shafis, only from a person's child he can take back. He can't take back a gift from anybody else. Once it's given, it's given. And for us, we explained that a person can take it back. Yes, it's makruh, it's dislike. However, in these six situations, a person can't take back, even if he wants to take back. The first is where the donee has added something to the gift. For example, I've gifted Hanif Bhai a piece of land. Now on the piece of land, he built a house. Now later on, I can't say I want my land back, because he has added something to the gift. He has increased the value of the gift. He has added to it. He has increased it. So therefore now I can't say I want to take that land back. So the first is where a person made some type of ziyadati, he increased upon the gift that was given to him. The second situation is mawtu ahadil muta'aqidain, where any one of the donor or the donee has passed away. So I have gifted somebody, say Umar or Zaid, a gift, and now either the donee has passed away or the donor has passed away. Now later on, the heirs from either side can't say we want to claim the gift back. Or the person that has gifted can't tell the heirs on the other side that I gifted your father this, now I want to take it back. Once any one of the donor or the donee passes away, there is no chance of revoking the gift. So that is the second situation. The third situation is where there was an exchange. You gave me one gift and in return I gave you a gift. So we exchanged gifts. So where there is a situation of exchanging gifts, now I can't go back and say I want to revoke that gift unless I give the gift that I took also back. If I give that gift back, and now I can revoke this gift. So this is the third situation. The fourth situation is where khuruj anil milk, we said yesterday, we'll explain this more, is that I donated something. For example, I gave it to Maulana Sharif. Now Maulana Sharif, in turn, he went and sold the item. Or he went and gifted it to someone else. He no more longer has that item. He sold it or he gifted it. So he no longer owns it. I can't go now and say I want to take that gift back, because it has left his ownership. So where that donation has left, or the gifting has left the ownership of the person that has received it, now there is no revoking of the gift. So the fifth situation is zawjiyat, husband and wife exchanging gifts. In other words, gifts between spouses. When there are gifts between spouses, then there's no such thing as claiming it back. Very often you find early on in the marriage, when there's a lot of happiness and muhabbat in the marriage and excitement and things are going well, then the husband is showering the wife with gifts. And later on now, when there's a dispute and things are going sour, now they want to start claiming everything back. Now the whole list comes out that I gave you this and I gave you that and I gave you that. So Shariat has put an end to it. Where there's gifting between husband and wife, there's no such thing as claiming those gifts back. Then the next thing we explained was qarabat. Qarabat is where there's close family ties. Dhu rahimin mahramin. For example, brother has given a gift to the sister. Sister has given a gift to another sister. Father has given a gift to the son. In situations where close family members like this have gifted each other or given gifts, now there's no such thing as revoking the gift. This is the beauty that Shariat has got. Because if you revoke a gift in a situation like this, then what will happen to the muhabbat in the family? That muhabbat will get lost. So to maintain and retain that muhabbat, one of the controls that Islam has put, Shariat has put, according to us, is a person now can't take this thing back. There's no such thing as revoking and taking back this gift that you have given to qaraba, to close family members. And the sixth situation is halak. Halak is where I've gifted something to someone. For example, I've given Mawlana Sharif a watch. Now that watch got stolen, that watch got destroyed, that watch stopped working. Something is there, it's completely destroyed, it's no longer in existence. I no longer can ask back for that gift. Hey, I gave you that gift so many years ago, I want that gift back. And although we're listening to these stories and we think that it's far-fetched, it does very often happen that when there's a dispute now that happens, a person will make a whole fehrist that I showed you so much of kindness. Not too long ago, there's one case that came. One person came and mentioned to me that he was the youngest of the brothers. His father was not working. So his eldest brother paid for all his fees and his tuition and had paid for his living expenses and had given him an allowance. Basically, he took care of him like a son. The eldest brother took care of him. And later on, there was some dispute, argument or something between the youngest brother and the eldest brother. So now this eldest brother brought a whole list of so many years ago I paid this fees for you and I paid that for you and I paid that for you. And a lot of things, because it was half overseas and half local, so the pricing also was in dollars. And he gave him that whole list. He said, right now you repay everything. So this is not something that is far-fetched. When things are good, people are happy to gift. And when there's problems, then people want to recall these gifts. So therefore, Shariat is showing us, firstly, that to recall a gift is something that is completely disliked. It is valid if it happens, it takes place. It is valid, not to say no, but it is disliked, as we did in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's like a dog that is lapping up its own vomit. One is a dog, person that is gifting, and now he's lapping up his own vomit. In other words, he's taking his gift back. That taking the gift back is likened to vomit, and this person's actions is likened to a dog. So it's not something that is valid, not something that is liked. It will be valid if it's done, but it's something that is disliked, reprehensible. One other thing we mentioned is when a person gives a gift and he wants to take it back, the person that is returning it is happy to give it back. In that situation, it is disliked. However, if the person that has been given the gift is not happy to give it back, and this person now goes to the qazi, he goes to the Islamic court, and he claims it back, and the ruling is given, now it must be given back to this person. Now it becomes makruh at tahrimi for him to take back such a gift, because now the person wasn't happy to give it. He took such action to get that gift back. So here we're talking about validity and invalidity. The act of taking it back is still an act that is reprehensible. Here the whole discussion is about whether it will be valid or invalid. Anyway, these were the masail that were surrounding it. One last masala before we just finish off the hadith, the last hadith. One last masala is that the detestability, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought the detestability of purchasing an item from a person to whom one has given it as sadaqah. So I have given an item as sadaqah, I have given it as zakat, I have given it as kafara. For example, kafara I have given. I missed many years of salat. I'm not in a position now to read that salat, or I'm not in a position to keep all the fast that I have missed. So I'm giving kafara for it. Now, after I have given that gift to someone, now for me to purchase it back from that person is disliked, is makruh. So here, except if it's done from a third party. In other words, I have given that kafara to Mawlana Sharif. He in turn has gifted it or sold it to someone else. Now if I want to buy, for example, I've given him an old car that I may have had, and now he goes and he sells it to a third party. Now for me now to buy it back from the third party is no problem. But if I give it him sadaqah, zakat, lillah, whatever, in the form of goods, in the form of a vehicle, in the form of some asset, and to go and buy it back from him will be makruh. Now we may ask the question that I'm not taking it back, I'm buying it back. Why is it makruh? Ulama explain is because when we're buying something that we have given as we're given to someone for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, when we're buying it back, what happens? That person will think that, you know what, this man gave it to me for free. How can I charge him a high price? Let me charge him a low price. So we're actually getting a low price in return for that sadaqah. We're getting a low price in return for that zakat. We're getting a low price in return for that kafara. We shouldn't be taking, we're given it in the first case for the sake of Allah. Now when we're taking back, we shouldn't be getting a discount, because it was given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, when he sold it to the third person, or was given it to the third, that person will charge us normal market value. So there is no problem. So these are the few masail, inshallah. Time is against us. We'll continue tomorrow and we'll do the last hadith properly tomorrow. But these are the masail that are surrounding gifting. This is the beauty of our deen. This is the beauty of our religion, Islam. Allah Ta'ala has showed us everything. Look at the non-Muslims, and if you ask them, then what is the masail in your Christianity, in your Judaism, in whatever you all are practicing, in your atheism, what are the masail regarding gifting? See whether anybody can tell you. So many laws, and in every law there is so much of thought. For example, the sadaqah that you give somebody, don't even buy it back from that person. Would anybody else who think about it? Islam is telling us, you've given it for the sake of Allah, don't even get a discount back for that item. Tomorrow's hadith, when we do, is an example from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Umar radiallahu anhu was told, that don't even buy that donkey that you had given. You've been given that animal for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That person that has got it now, he may be prepared to sell it back to you, but don't even buy that donkey back from him, because it was given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.